I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Issues 2020. I'm Steve McIntosh. Our guest, Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce President and CEO, Gary Plummer. Welcome to Issues 2020.
Good morning, Steve.
Nice to have you with us. I want to talk about something, Gary, the annual meeting that was late last year, and I wanted to find out a little bit about that. It had kind of a political flavor. Was everyone comfortable with that, you think?
You know what? We had really good reviews from that program. We had a conservative, Michael Steele, former chairman of the National Republicans Party. On the more liberal side, we had a Democrat, Paul Begalia, who worked for President Clinton and had some, I think you see both of those guys on television quite a bit.
Yeah.
And they're good friends. Their kids go to the same Catholic school in Washington, D.C., and they had a very civil conversation about, you know, how we can look at things in different perspectives, but we can still respect each other's opinion. And I think with all the vitriol, going on in Washington, D.C. At the time with the impeachment and everything else, I think it was a very timely conversation for our audience to see a couple of guys who have different opinions but also want what's best for this country.
Well, did you have the audience ask questions? You've done that in the past, I know.
We actually screened questions ahead of time. The chairman of the board last year, Michael Monferranti from Envision, was a moderator with them. They each spoke for about 15 minutes, and then Michael moderated the conversation, and it was fun. They both have a great sense of humor, and they stuck around and spent a lot of time with us, signing autographs and taking photographs. It was a great experience.
You know, over the past few years, that annual meeting, you have had some really pretty terrific speakers in there. I'm just thinking of one of my favorites, Doris Kearns Goodwin.
Right.
I'm a history buff. I love her. But you've had some great speakers.
We have quite a tradition there. My very first experience was with former President Bush, George W., and sitting down, having dinner with him before he got up and spoke. And we've been trying to equal that ever since. Charles Koch was a very successful evening. We had Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of Defense Bob Gates. So we've had quite a lineup over the years.
Excellent. How many businesses are actually members of the chamber?
We're at about 1,750 members right now, which is an uptick for us. We had some good growth in the last 5 or 6 years, and we continue to grow. We've got a great team that's out there every day talking to members about the benefits of being a chamber member. And we also have some volunteers who are very dedicated to that. Greg Tlenda with Tlenda Osterman is our vice chairman for membership, and he does a great job of keeping both the volunteers and the staff all headed in the positive direction on growth.
What does it require to be a member?
Yeah. Well, certainly if you're a business or professional person, you probably see greater benefit from chamber membership. There's a fee based on how many employees you have at your organization. And we try to make it affordable for any small business who wants to use an organization like the Chamber to market themselves and develop new customers. And also, through our policy committees, they can actually have an input in the future direction of our region. So, you know, we've been very fortunate that we've been able to portray the value and see that membership continue to grow.
Well, I see one of the big values is networking possibilities, and the other is you represent your people in high places, like the state legislature, places like that, too.
Yeah, certainly advocacy is a major objective of the Chamber, and we have a couple of people on our team, including our Vice President of Government Relations, which is Andrew Weens. We were able to attract Andrew away from state government about a year ago, and he's doing a fantastic job for us. And then someone who's been with us for a number of years, both as a staff person and as a legislative consultant currently, is Jason Watkins, who's a former state legislator, and he has a lot of great connections in the capital city.
What impact are the Spirit Aviation layoffs going to have on the local economy, do you think?
Well, certainly it's going to be a hit for the economy and the community. We're fortunate, however, that this sort of a period does not really resemble what we saw during the Great Recession or even after 9/11, when the entire aviation industry and the economy in general took major hits. This is we hope a temporary setback that will be solved when the 737 gets recertified and the supply chain can be fired up again. Certainly it impacts Spirit to the tune of about 2,800 workers, but there's probably 1,500 or more workers in the supply chain that either supply Spirit or they supply directly to Boeing that will also be impacted by this stop in production of the 737. So if we can see that recertification take place, and there are some promising signs that with new leadership that Boeing is making some progress on that, then hopefully this will not be a long-lived setback.
Are many of those subcontractors, are they chamber members?
A number of them are. Yeah. In fact, we held a meeting just recently with a lot of the suppliers down at the chamber to try to better understand how it's impacting them. And there are some challenges right now in the economy, particularly in the aviation industry. We've been very aggressive, along with a number of other local organizations like the Greater Wichita Partnership, the Workforce Alliance, United Way, and others, working through a coalition that we are branding the Air Capital Commitment and trying to do what we can to provide resources for those affected workers, whether they're at Spirit or in the supply chain. And my hat's off to a lot of the organizations who are already providing some very valuable services to those people.
Let's talk about that a little bit, the Air Capital Commitment. You launched a new web page, and it's all aimed, as you say, aimed at these laid-off workers. Tell me about that a little bit more.
Yeah, I would urge people to go to aircapitaloftheworld.com/commitment, and there you'll see a number of the organizations that are involved in this coalition, including local, state, and federal government, getting a lot of support from Governor Kelly, Secretary of Labor, Secretary of Commerce, and many others. And, of course, WSU Tech is gearing up with some training offerings that they're going to make available to these affected workers during their downtime, see if they could upgrade their skills and maybe be more valuable when they're called back down the road by their employer.
Now, is the Kansas legislature offering any assistance? I don't know what they can do, but is there anything that they've said to you about helping out?
Well, certainly through the Department of Labor, unemployment insurance is going to be a huge need. There have been some preliminary discussions about, depending on the length of this downturn, will there be a move to extend unemployment benefits beyond 16 weeks? And that's still in the discussion stages at this time. And we're also working with organizations like the Small Business Administration and the Department of Commerce at the federal level to find perhaps some short-term lending opportunities to try to help particularly some of the suppliers make ends meet during this downturn.
Let's talk a little bit more about state politics or government for a little bit. Governor Kelly favors a state tax on online purchases. Does the chamber have a position on that, Gary?
We generally support her position on that. We think that a lot of folks who are doing business only online have an unfair competitive advantage against a lot of our businesses or brick-and-mortar businesses by the most part. And so to try to even that playing field a little bit, we think is a good move for the state.
You know, I didn't think about it. You're exactly right. You've got a lot of the brick-and-mortars. That's makes sense.
Right.
Where you come down on that issue. Now, our local government, I don't know if you've heard this, but I've heard it a lot. Local government expressing concerns over the lack of care and treatment for those with mental problems. Too many of these people are in jail when they should be getting treatment, I guess. Does the chamber have a position on that one, Gary?
Yes, we are on board with the city, the county, the Greater Wichita Partnership, and REAP. We have a three-issue agenda in common with those other four organizations. Behavioral health is right there at the top of that list, in addition to transportation and workforce development. Behavioral health is really all about mental illness, homelessness, substance abuse. And you're right, a lot of treatment is being provided right now in emergency rooms or even in jail. And that's not the most effective way to treat these people. In fact, when you're incarcerated, they take away your meds and you leave having to start all over again. And so we think that some sort of new approach that integrates the care system and gets those services down to a local level to help local government and our local providers, healthcare providers, and other social service agencies deal with the growing demand in this area.
Now, you've got the word regional in your brand and your name. And from everything you're saying today and from what I have seen, you do take a real regional approach. You're talking about the layoffs, and you're getting people from all over getting in with just trying to coordinate all these resources that are out there to help people. You're really a regional outfit now.
We try to live up to that brand. You're exactly right. And a great example is in the transportation arena. Andrew Weens helped us start a new coalition, the South Central Kansas Transportation Coalition. And it's really been effective because we're working with public and private sector leaders from throughout about a 5 or 6 county area that's going to continue to grow. And we have all come together and focused on improvements of the North Junction, which, of course, is Highway 254, 96, 135 all intersect. And I think we have the attention of the State Department of Transportation since the coalition was formed. We've been working very closely with KDOT, and they have invested about $25 million in additional dollars to that project. And we're hopeful with the new transportation plan that we expect to be debated in the legislature this session that there will be more funding as well in a new transportation plan. So that regional collaboration is working very, very well at that on the transportation front.
Tell you what, I've seen some of the improvements that have been made on a few of the clover leaves around Wichita, and they've been fantastic. And you look at that North Junction, and I don't go to work or come home from work at that place anytime, although one day I was out there about 5 o'clock, and it was a mess. So anything you can do to help with that, I think is going to be appreciated.
Well, you're no question. We did a video with the help of the county. We did an aerial video of some high traffic times at that intersection. It's a lot of safety concerns. It's even causing some commuters to relocate. They don't want to have to go through that area on their way to and from work. And so when it makes people move to avoid an intersection, you know things are pretty bad.
You're listening to Issues 2020 on the Entercom radio stations, and our guest is Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Plummer. And Gary, you were just talking about something there that also has been a concern, I think, over the past, well, until these layoffs began. We were looking for talent all the time, thinking how we're going to fill these jobs. So what's going on in the efforts to, you know, not only to attract people to come here, but to retain that talent, that crucial talent for our area?
Well, one of the other differences between this episode and what we saw in 2008, 2009 was that we have a lot of job openings in this area right now. And so hopefully we can find some good jobs and keep that talent in our region. And there's certainly been a lot of other aviation companies from around the country knocking on the door and advertising openings, and we don't want to lose that talent. We think it's a short-term setback, and we're going to continue to work with the legislature and the governor to try to have the system that we need when it's time to gear up on production again. We want to make sure the training dollars are there to help fill those jobs. Certainly, even though Textron, for example, has gone through some layoffs in their engineering department because of the development of some new product lines, they still are hiring production workers at Textron. So we're optimistic that we can find work and meaningful work for those people that are impacted at Spirit and in the rest of the 737 supply chain.
Now, does the chamber have a position on energy? Specifically, I'm talking wind and solar power. That's been bandying around a little bit at the county level. Do you have a position on energy at the chamber, Gary?
Well, we certainly supported a study that was authorized last year to compare electric rates in Kansas with some of our neighboring states. And the first phase of that study is going to be released soon, and we're anxious to see the results of that, to see how we compete. It's certainly a major factor, I would say, behind people cost and personnel, that electric rates are probably a number one cost for major industries. And we have some of the top electric users in the state right here in Wichita. So we're following that closely. And we know that the folks at Evergy are being cooperative and also trying to see what they can do to make sure that we're competitive in Kansas.
You know, what is the chamber's position on the possibility of Medicaid expansion? Where the governor's hoping to get 150,000 people insured, and it's a pretty important issue, I guess.
It is, very much. I mean, we have seen, because Kansas did not expand Medicaid a few years ago when the federal government started that program, we've seen hundreds of millions of dollars in federal aid go elsewhere in this country. And it's impacted the job situation in Wichita, and it's certainly impacted smaller rural hospitals as well. And when you have employers like Via Christi and Wesley, who are among probably our top five employers here in Wichita alone, you know, having those federal dollars to assist us in taking care of folks who otherwise can't take care of themselves, it would help eliminate the shift in the cost from the charity work to businesses and other employers who have insurance programs. We would like to have seen the bill that's being led by the governor and Senator Denning have a few more requirements in it, like perhaps a work requirement. And so it's not a perfect bill in our eye, but, you know, most legislative bills are not perfect. And this is probably an issue that the chamber is going to continue to support, and hopefully we'll get something done in this session.
Are there other state issues of concern for the Wichita Chamber? We've covered several here. Anything else you'd like to mention while we're here today?
I think we pretty much have hit the high points. Okay. Again, transportation, workforce development, and behavioral health are really our top three priorities.
Okay, let me get you involved in local politics. Does the chamber have a position on this riverfront development project? You know, the whole thing with Century 2 and all that, that's quite a deal going on.
Absolutely. We have been involved in that from the very beginning. We're one of five local community organizations that raised $700,000 for this master plan process. The city and county also each provided $100,000 to that project. And so we have a lot invested in this. We went through a community engagement process that heard from about 5,000 people in our community. We're supporting the plan that was unveiled on January 14 by the design team. And, you know, it's a $1 billion vision for probably the next 20 years on the East Bank. And it won't all happen at once, obviously, but we think it's the kind of vision that will really send a message to young talent around the Midwest that Wichita is willing to invest in ourselves, and that we want to have the kind of vibrant quality of life in our community that we have seen other regional competitive cities create in their hometown as well. So we're very much behind this plan and hope that the city and the county, when they see the final plan presented here in about the next 30 days, that they'll be on board.
Do you know, let's separate out arts and entertainment, the exhibition hall, the place where you bring the vendors in and you have the trade shows and all that. That's what you really, I'll bet, are focusing on. That's got to be top flight.
It is. Yeah. And it's the biggest cost of the plan, the overall plan. It's about $400 million in the master plan. Of course, master plan doesn't mean that anything's been designed or actually real cost estimates have been created. It's just a vision based on some assumptions of construction costs and that sort of thing. So the convention center is a big desire to get us back in a more competitive position against cities like Omaha and Overland Park and Tulsa and Oklahoma City, who have all built new convention centers in recent years. But the second one that has a lot of support is the Performing Arts Center, which is about a $180 million project.
And, sure.
You know, we've been told that Century 2 doesn't really meet the needs for either performing arts or convention business. And that's why this project, this vision, is focused around those two major public facilities.
I want to talk about a couple of things that I think people in this town, this area, are very excited about. Number one, Eisenhower Airport. That thing has really proved out to be something nice, hasn't it?
Oh, man, what a difference. What an improvement. And that was all done without local tax money. Yeah. It was done through a fee structure. And, of course, there are news recently that they were just named the third best small airport in the country is a real testament to them. We work very closely with them through a collaboration we call iFly Wichita, where Visit Wichita, the partnership, REAP, the Chamber, and other supporters have all come together to try to remind people of the benefits for flying out of Eisenhower Airport. And we've seen their growth very steadily for the last several years. And I know they're at about 1.7 or 1.8 million annual travelers right now. We want to see that hit the 2 million mark in the next couple of years and see that growth continue.
And how about the stadium? You excited about that?
Oh, man. How exciting.
It's just a few blocks from the Chamber. You guys can just walk over there and go to the ball game.
That's right. Look for those. What are those businessman specials?
There
on
you go.
Wednesdays.
There you go.
We got a couple of season tickets that we're excited about using over there. And, you know, that total development, not just the stadium, but everything that's going on around it in Delano is really exciting. And, again, it sends that message about, you know, how important quality of place is to us. And I think it's an exciting development to bring AAA baseball back to Wichita.
You know, Gary, outside the bad news coming from Spirit, how do you view the overall health of our local economy as we're going into 2020 here?
I think that actually we've been pretty healthy the last few years. We're seeing general aviation bounce back. We're seeing companies like Bombardier Learjet and Textron, and their orders are up. And, of course, Spirit was had a backlog of business before the 737 crisis emerged. But that'll bounce back. And I think that there's a lot of momentum right now in Wichita and the region, and we just need to keep that momentum moving forward with projects like the Riverfront and the baseball stadium and other things.
So how long have you been at the Chamber now, Gary?
Just about 8.5 years
Eight
now.
And a half. So what do you think? How's it been? It's been fun?
Oh, it's been a blast. And I've had good fortune of working with such talented people, not only on my staff, but the chairman of the board every year changes. And they've been exceptional leaders. And it's really a privilege to work with that group.
What's the best thing that Wichita has going for it?
The best thing that Wichita has to go for it?
Going for it, yeah.
I think it's right now it's the momentum that we just talked about. I mean, we're seeing a lot of very positive things happen. We've seen the economy come back since the Great Recession. And, you know, when folks tell you that their number one concern is finding a skilled workforce, that should tell you something about the economy is churning pretty well. And we just need to continue to be an attractive place for young talent so that we can capture all of that economic growth.
A lot of exciting things going on, and it should be an exciting year ahead. And I look forward to getting a call from you some morning and say, hey, we're going to have the businessman lunch at the ballpark. Come over here and let's go to the ball game.
You'll be the first person I call, Steve.
we'll go and see the Surge play. How's that? All right. Hey, Gary, thanks for being with us. As always, good information about what's going on with the Chamber of Commerce and a lot of good stuff about the local economy, too, and what's going on with the state legislature. And we appreciate your time, and maybe we'll have you back here in a few months, and we'll go over all this stuff again. Our guest, Wichita Area Regional Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Plummer. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2020. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT, 888-843-6837.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.